This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Crystal White, CHS Animal Nutrition Consultant, about senior horse nutrition best practices. Crystal, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
When does an adult horse become a senior horse?
Get this question quite a bit. So it's actually broken down into three different categories. So the first one is going to be chronologic. And so what that is it's the number of years from birth. So that's one way that they can categorize them. The second one would be physiologic. So that's going to be like the decline in the physical functions as a threshold for an older age horse. And then the third one is going to be demographic. And what that is it's reflecting on an age group in the total population. So in the whole entire horse population. So those are the best three ways to describe that.
Crystal, how do nutritional needs of horses change as they age?
So as they get older, we've got an eruption schedule, a teeth. So their teeth change. They have metabolic issues. We see a lot of that. They get into some joint issues. They're in their hindgut, their ability to ferment fiber actually decreases. They're small intestine. It's hard for them to digest protein. They get lower body condition score, muscle. And so from a nutritional standpoint, you know, we need to make sure that we're focusing on a good senior horse feed that's going to be high in fat and high in fiber to kind of make up for some of those issues that we see with senior horses.
What is the most common question you get from people about their senior horses?
Yes. So the most commonly question I get is how to put weight on a horse as they get older. We tend to see lower body condition scores. So we see a little bit of ribs, you know, sunken in at the withers and in the tail head. And so always the first question is, how do I put weight on that senior horse? So at CHS, we do, you know, have some products in Equus Golden Senior that we can get them on a good quality digestible senior feed. And then if they are really low body condition score, we add in a little bit of rice bran, which is a fat supplement.
What should horse owners remember when it comes to keeping senior horses healthy as they age?
As we look at it from a whole, you know, genetics, management, health, environment, and nutrition, it's going to play an overall role in that horse's performance. So we want to make sure that they're getting their teeth floated, very important as they are having that eruption schedule. Make sure that they're on a good deworming program. They need to make sure they're on a very high quality feed and offering high quality long stem fiber. And then just some other things would be like getting some management in there, like their feet trim.
Now, drought's a big concern this year. Crystal, how does limited hay availability affect feeding plans for senior horses?
With 95% of their diet actually being a long stem fiber, so hand or pasture, we're seeing out in the country the quality of hay that's being put up and the availability of hay that we can't find really hay. And so that is actually going to affect the diet quite a bit because of the fact that since it is the basis of the diet, horse owners are seeing the struggle to even get hay. So there are some things that they can do, you know, if they can find a good digestible fiber pellet. So we offer a couple of those, and we can also do, you know, like some beet pulp, some shredded or pellets, and also, you know, like alfalfa pellets and everything like that. So they can make up for some of that digestible fiber that they are lacking from not being able to find the hay in this drought situation.
That's Crystal White, CHS Animal Nutrition Consultant. Crystal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us here Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.